So there's just, there was just an event recently in the social media circles that I found quite fascinating and wanted to get the opinion of the crew. Yeah, the reason I got so quite involved is because one of our Twitter followers, I don't know if I should mention his name actually. Yeah, one of our Twitter followers got quite upset, and because I quite like this person, I've got sort of gotten to know them. Because he was upset, I got upset. Orson Scott Card is writing a new Superman comic, and that's perfectly fine. Although I don't think he's very good. But it's, the big thing that's happened is that Orson Scott Card has some quite interesting personal views.
And we put interesting in quotation marks because they're quite inflammatory.
Yeah, they're a bit
abhorrent weird. So is the word. So he's, that I so used. He's,
well, that's what I want to get to later, whether you think it's actually a borrowed or not. But basically what it is he is anti-gay and is anti-gay basically everything, but most importantly, anti-gay marriage. And he has said that if the current bill that's going before U.S. politicians at the moment to allow gay marriage goes ahead, he will personally lead a attack against the United States government in like a coup type in the endeavor. Now that's just plain crazy, let's be honest. So what was interesting was the reaction to that announcement. Quite a lot of people are now boycotting the book. Some comic shops are refusing to stock the book. And it's created quite a lot of discussion in the sort of in the vein of, I don't agree with that person's personal views, and so therefore I'm no longer going to read their books or their work or appreciate their work. And some people have even gone so far as to, say that they're going to burn his books and stuff like that. So basically what I wanted to discuss was, the reason I find this so fascinating is because if he had never said what he said, so if he'd never revealed his views, you would never have known, and you would have continued enjoying his books for what they were. Not that I liked Ender's Game anyway, but you know what I mean. That sort of thing. So basically, what I want to know from you guys is, does this sort of affect? Does knowing personal views about somebody who you would normally respect affect whether you will still read their stuff or not? If you disagree with their views.
I think the thing here is not so much that he has these personal views, because I'm sure plenty of the creators out there have views that I wouldn't agree with. I think one of the big things here is that he is actually an activist out there. He's part of organizations. He's on the board of one organization that believes that, homosexuality is a disease that needs to be cured. Mm. So it's not like he's just got these opinions. He's actually actively out there trying to influence politics and politicians. He's basically out there as part of groups that are protesting, people's right to live their lives. That's, I think, the bigger issue here. It's not like he just has these opinions. He's actually out there doing things about it. Mm. And I think that that's where a lot of people's ire comes from as well, is that it's not just that he just thinks these things.
Mm.
He's trying to do something about it.
But are you still going to read his books?
Well, I mean, we already reviewed Ender's Game.
Well, that was before I knew about this sort of stuff, though. So what I find actually quite funny interesting is I actually, if I'd known this, I still would have reviewed Ender's Game. This is why I find it so fascinating. It's like, I mean, I'm sure, like you just said, there's plenty of people who I respect out there that have, weird personal opinions. Probably Alan Moore is probably the best example, right? Huge fan of his work, as you know. I just think he's a genius. But let's face it, some of the stuff he comes up with is pretty wacky. Obviously not in the same vein as Orson Scott Card.
Yeah, exactly right.
One of the interesting things about this is that for a lot of people, they're actually realising this for the first time about Orson Scott Card.
Yeah.
But he's actually gone on record, not probably to the extent about his activism, but has certainly about his personal views well before this. I think it sort of really started to come out around about 1998, where it was revealed that he was actually quite bigoted and prejudiced. In terms of a calling for the boycott of all DC books, which is what a lot of the critics are calling for, I think that's going a bit too far. To be fair, I've only actually read one Orson Scott Card novel, which is Ender's Game, which I love, but I've never actually had any impulse to go and read any of his other work. Never really been interested in any of the other novels.
Before you knew any of this sort of stuff?
Before I knew any of this sort of stuff.
Yeah. Does that now influence you to maybe... So were you definitely not read anything now? I mean, you didn't really have an inclination, but now you're like, nah, I'll boycott everything. Are you going to burn your copy of Ender's Game?
No, I'm not going to burn a copy. I think that is the complete wrong reaction.
Yeah.
I think that is doing far more damage in the end, because let's think about that for a second. Burning books.
Yeah.
Forget the person's political or personal views and the way they go about stating them. Burning books is not the solution. All that's just doing is compounding his own personal views and making him more of a martyr to his cause.
The makers of the Ender's Game movie must be banging their heads against a brick wall.
They must be spewing. Because this is a huge negative effect now, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wasn't handing out to see it anyway, but it's just for all their hard work, and this is going to be a massive blow.
Yeah.
I would never have read Ender's Game if it wasn't for this show, and never been inclined towards reading any of his books anyway, but
is that because of his views, though?
No, I had no idea about his views until recently. But you can't help keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
I remember when there was a bit of controversy about Arthur C. Clarke, and I had actually just recently bought a couple of his novels from a secondhand store, and they sort of set there on the floor for a while, sort of, until I could thought, well, you know, still Arthur C. Clarke, still like his work.
And he wasn't, Arthur C. Clarke wasn't outright saying he was a pedophile.
No.
He was just making more, sort of, slightly more positive comments towards pedophilia, as opposed to calling for outright total civil war over gay marriage.
Yeah, so that sort of leads in more to what Richo was saying before. So you're saying it's the extent of what he's doing with his views, not necessarily just his views.
Yeah, there is that point where you can sort of divorce yourself from the author and appreciate the work in its own right.
Yeah.
But if he's going to the extent that he is calling for a physical violent attack on society based on what might happen in Congress, I think that's when it comes into play. It doesn't mean that when I will read Ender's Game again at some point. It's not going to have any impact on what.
Are you going to buy the Superman comic?
I didn't even know about it until this.
Yeah,
I'll be perfectly honest. And just one more thing. What everyone seems to have taken into consideration is that he's only doing two issues.
Yeah,
issues one and two, and then I forget who comes on with issue three. But he's gone after two issues. So all you have to do is just boycott those two issues and then go on. And that way, I think, is actually a more effective way of sending DC the message. We're not giving you your first two really important issues, the go-ahead. We're going on with issue three.
So wait. So you are saying boycott those two issues because of his personal
views? No, I'm saying that what everyone should say, instead of jumping up and down and saying boycott all the books, just go, no. If you don't want to go, just don't read those first two issues.
All right. I'm going to say it right now. I intend to not spend any money on a single awesome Scott Card product ever again.
See, that's interesting.
Well, here's the thing, right? I'm actually very strongly in favour of gay rights, and I very strongly support things like gay marriage. And I think that, everybody has... have the same rights as every other person. I don't think you should be discriminating against any one group of people. Now, if Orson Scott Card was just, being homophobic, that's one thing, but he is actively out there trying, as part of this organisation, he is out there trying to deprive people of rights that I think they should have. Now, I don't want to give that man money. I don't want him giving money to that organisation. I don't want him using his status as a well-known writer to basically support what I think is an agenda of hatred towards a group of people who don't deserve it. And so because of that, I have no intention of giving him any money.
I think that's an important... that's a really important difference. Yeah.
If he actually personally offends you, why should you help him out in any way, shape, or form?
That's really important.
I'll freely acknowledge I thought Ender's Game was excellent, and before I found out about his views, and I must admit I didn't know a lot about his views until fairly recently. I knew that he had religious views and things like that, but that really didn't bother me all that much. Seriously, until recently, I was actually quite excited about the idea that they were making an Ender's Game film. Mm. But honestly, now I'm just sort of thinking, well, that's still money that will go into his pocket at the end of the day if I buy a ticket to see that film.
Mm.
So, you know, I'll really have to seriously think about whether I would be willing to do that. Right now, absolutely not, because I think what he's doing is just wrong, and it's discriminating and it's promoting hatred.
Fair enough. Well, I guess that pretty much answers it. I suppose. I mean, total agreement. I am anti anything discrimination, and I don't agree with his views. I think it's a barrant, like you said at the start. And I don't want to give this man money. Yeah. And I just refuse. And
but it doesn't change your opinion of his works.
Oh, well, I didn't like Enders anyway. Yeah.
Changes your opinion of him.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really have an opinion of him, to be honest with you. I was ambivalent. If it's suddenly revealed later on down the track that, you know, my beloved Alan Moore turns out to be a, you know, pro pedophilia or something weird like that, then I'd have to have some serious sort of thoughts.
Well, there is Lost Girls.
well, yes, that's slightly different.
I know that is slightly different.
Anyway, we won't get into that.
So just one final question then, and I'm asking this question because it has sort of come up in the message boards and the tweets, which is, can you then separate the author from the work?
Yeah.
And I'm because people have actually said, I don't agree with him, but, you know, I can actually go back and... I'm not saying that that's what I plan to do either. I don't actually really plan on reading any more of his stuff. Partly because of his use, but also partly because I'm just not interested.
Well, that was basically what I was trying to say. Can you differentiate the artists and their work and their views?
Generally, I can.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, yes.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people plenty of creators out there whose work I love that in real life they would just...
Oh, yeah.
They would just get on my nerves.
John Byrne, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's a shocker.
Mm. Exactly
But he's still awesome. I mean, his work is awesome.
Yeah.
But I think you pretty much already answered that in saying that it's not just his views that offend you, it's the fact that he's using the ill-gotten gains to actively protest and stuff.
Exactly
So anyway, well, I guess that answers that. I just found that fascinating. And
it was, you know, pretty explosive.
Thank you very much.